we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we do want to welcome you to today's broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're gearing up for kids ministry tonight and Bible study. Right now, our adult Bible study is going through the book of Ephesians on Wednesday nights. And so if you would think that that would be a benefit to you, I encourage you, it will be a benefit to you. Come out and be a part of that. We have girls ministry classes, we have boys ministry, and that's where I am serving, is in the boys ministry area currently. So we would love to have you come out and join us. A week from tonight will be our Kids Crafty Christmas celebration. That's a whole mouthful of C's. That's coming up that on Wednesday. We've got our Christmas banquet that is coming up this coming Sunday night, and that'll be in the sanctuary. Then we have our Christmas Eve communion on the 24th. Earlier the day of Christmas Eve, we have our kids' Christmas party for Children's Church. So it's a very busy time. We have New Year's Eve festivities later on in the month, the week between Christmas and New Year's. We do not have any services scheduled that week. It's kind of a refreshing time at Merritt Assembly of God. And even that week here on the radio program, there are some rebroadcasts that take place during that week. And so, I pray that you will take time to focus on the joy of the Lord during this Christmas season. We want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete today, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If they can be a blessing to you with any block or concrete work, whatever you might need to have done, give them a call, and they will get you fixed up in as quick a time as possible. There is a lot of construction that is going on now, a lot of people recovering from the hurricanes, and so if you've got something that needs to be repaired, give them a call, 321-536-5804, and they will tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that will be a blessing. So I want to take you today to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, which is faithfulness. And we're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 3 today. Verse number 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. So we are going to be talking about faithfulness as children of God, faithfulness as servants of God. And Hebrews chapter 3 is quite a powerful. In fact, the book of Hebrews is really wonderful. I encourage you to study that book a great deal. It says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. I don't know if you've ever missed a phone call, but I really don't like missing phone calls. If I hear the phone ringing, I like to respond to it. I like for people, if I'm returning their phone call, I like for them to return my phone call if we happen not to make a connection. I think that's a courteous thing to do. And if you're in a business environment, it's a professional thing to do. Now, if somebody is just cold calling me to try and sell me something, then I might not feel obliged to return that phone call. But if it's someone that I know and I value and I cherish, it causes me to answer that call in a very quick manner as soon as I can. There are some people that when I get a phone call, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, I will excuse myself from that and I will answer that phone call. Several years ago, I was preaching a message about the call of God, and I had a phone that I just let ring and ring and ring all throughout the service. And I did it for effect because there are too many people who are ignoring the phone call of God. They are ignoring the call that God has. And it says that we are to be partakers of the heavenly calling. God is calling you not to things that are of earthly value, but he is calling you to things that have heavenly value. And he is looking for you to be a partaker in that call. It is not just that God has called you. We have to answer. We have got to participate. We have got to be people who are engaged in that upward call of God. God is always calling you higher in relation to himself, and he's always looking for us to respond to that. It says, when you are taking this into effect, when you're taking it to thought, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. And so we're going to look at the faithfulness that Jesus manifested. We're also going to look at the faithfulness that Moses exhibited. So let's look at Moses first. It said, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. Faithfulness in all his house. And so we've got to be faithful, not just in one area. We've got to be faithful in every area. We need to be, we need to have that same testimony. What a glorious testimony that God has for him, that he was faithful in everything in his house. And in fact, verse number 5, and it says, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house, get this, as a servant. As a servant. So you and I, we need to realize that our mind, our will, our emotions, our body, our spirit, our car, our home, our finances, the wisdom that God has bestowed upon us, all of those things have been given to us so that we can serve the Lord. And I'll jump ahead a little bit in the study here of faithfulness to let you know that faithfulness does not start at the top and work its way down. It starts at the foundational level and works up. God wants you faithful thoroughly in all his house. And it's declared here by the Holy Spirit through the writer of Hebrews that Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant. What does that do? It goes on in verse 5, and it says, for a testimony of the things which would be spoken afterward. So the faithfulness that we exhibit right now in every area that God sets us up for faithfulness in, that speaks as a testimony that there are greater things yet to come. Moses was pointing people to Jesus. That was what he was doing. He was pointing people, said, look, there is going to be a prophet that arises that is greater than I am. He was pointing people. He said, look, this tabernacle that I have built in the wilderness, it is just a shadow. It is just a small scale of the glorious temple that I have seen in the heavenlies there. There's something greater that is coming. Too many times we get nostalgic and we look in the rearview mirror and think, oh man, if we could just go back to that, if we could just go back to those days, if we could just go back and turn back time, if you will, wouldn't that be wonderful? But you need to realize that Jesus, when he was walking upon the earth, he said, greater things than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Jesus was never looking backwards in a nostalgic manner. He's always been looking forwards to the testimony that the faithfulness that you and I exhibit as servants of the Most High God is going to speak to people and say, look, there are greater things in store. There are more miracles. There are more people getting saved. You know, when I was growing up, a large church had a certain definition. Now that definition of a large church is considered a small church. It's not even considered a mega church. There has been so many congregations that have been built that are what they call mega churches. And you know what? Praise God. Is Merit Assembly of God one of them? Nope. It's not that we're intentionally staying small, but there are some people that the dynamic of a mega church is not going to work for them. They want to, there are different dynamics. I read an article recently that had been written many, many years ago. It was just republished in an email that I get that has ministry articles. And it said, you know, we visited your church and we won't be back. And that's never anything that a pastor wants to hear. So the person writing this article said, This is what you did. It was absolutely wonderful, but it wasn't the place that God had called us to. But there were lots of people that were there that you were exactly the church that God had prepared for them as a place of service. And so there are too many people living with the what ifs. You know, God, I really wish that this church was like this. You don't appreciate what God has given to you. And I want to encourage you. Moses was not called to be faithful to someone else's house. Moses was called to be faithful in all his house. God hasn't called me to be some of these mega pastors of mega churches, and he didn't call them to be me. And so a lot of times, listen, I'm striving to be as excellent as I can and to grow the church as much as I can. But I'm looking for people who say, you know what? God has called us to Merit Assembly of God. And as he does, the church is going to continue to increase. We want to be faithful in all God's house. And the testimonies that we get to point to in the end. Listen, Moses did some amazing things. And he said, but I know that there's a day coming that's going to even be better than this. Let's look at what it says about Jesus. It says that Christ Jesus, verse number 2, was faithful to him who appointed him. faithfulness is not only our mindset and our activity that we do in our house. It's not just faithful on Sundays. It is faithful in everything we do. Moses demonstrated faithfulness by going to the burning bush. He demonstrated faithfulness by going back to Egypt. He demonstrated faithfulness by being the spokesperson and operating in the supernatural. Moses was faithful to lead the people out of the promised land. He was faithful to intercede when Joshua was doing battle with the Amalekites. He was faithful to intercede when the Egyptian army was on one side and the Red Sea was on the other. He was faithful when he went up onto the mountain and fasted for 40 days and spent 40 days in the presence of God. He was faithful to bring correction. He was faithful to go back up onto the mountain. He was faithful. Do you realize that Moses was faithful walking around in the wilderness for 40 years with a bunch of people who, after everything God had done for them, they still did not really believe and trust him? He was faithful in all of those things. He was faithful in all his house. Jesus comes along and it says that it is not only faithful in the duties that you perform, but it is personal faithfulness. It says that Jesus was faithful to him, capital H, who had appointed him. And so I want to ask you, who's appointed you? Who's ordered your steps? Who's the one leading you? Who's the one who is ransomed you, redeemed you, forgiven you, ordered your steps and directed your path? Because that's the person that you need to be faithful to. You go back and you look at the teaching that we have done on submission, and you will find that everything starts with being faithful to God. As soon as, let me just refresh you of the teaching. There's God at the pinnacle, God at the point. Then there are those who are in authority over you. Then there is you, and then there are those whom you have authority over. If anybody in that chain of command gets out of line with the will of God, which God's never changing, and so sometimes you could have bosses that get out of alignment with God's will, and they start propagating things that are not scriptural, not godly. You've got to decide what you're going to do. As for me, I recognize this. I've been positioned at Merit Assembly of God by God. I could tell you the story. I could go back and recount it to you that I was serving faithfully at a church, and one day I got a phone call and it said, in a couple of weeks, you're going to be pastoring a church in Merritt Island. And so no one has to tell me, Bob, you've got to be faithful. There is an ingrained mindset there that says, I want to be faithful to God because ultimately God is the one who appointed me. You see, God was stirring these things in my heart before I ever got the phone call. Not that I aspired to be the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. I just knew that God was calling me to be a pastor. So today, rather than moaning and groaning and complaining about where God has positioned you, have a change of attitude and say this: I'm going to be faithful to God because God has appointed me to this situation. God has appointed me. I am divinely placed, strategically placed for such a time as this. It says, as Moses was faithful in all his house, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. Being faithful is never going to be a lamentable mindset. Look around at the the seismic shift that is going on in our society for the past 60 or 70 years. Immorality has been celebrated in our culture. But all of a sudden, people are now coming to that place where they are realizing that unfaithfulness was not something that was ever supposed to be celebrated or ever to be tolerated, but instead, faithfulness is the order of the day. You know what? I will never, ever regret being faithful to my wife. I won't regret it. There's no upside to unfaithfulness, but there's a huge downside. And so today, no matter if it's an easy season or a challenging season, be faithful to God, because he says that there is glory that is there. There's honor that is there for the faithful servant, the one who is faithful in all his house. Okay? So it says, he who built the house has more honor than the house. There are a lot of people who believe that they're going to be going to heaven because they're a good person. And I always like to remind those people that when a person approached Jesus, he called him good master, and Jesus had a question for him. And he said this, "Why do you call me good?" He wasn't denying that he was good. He said, "Why do you call me good?" And a lot of times in our society, we call people good because they haven't got arrested, they haven't murdered anybody, they haven't stolen, they've not hurt anybody, they've not done anything that is horrific on a cultural or global scale. So we're good. And what they basically mean by that is, I'm not as bad as some other people are. But the definition of good that Jesus has, Jesus said this, there is none good but God. So there are a lot of people who are saying, wow, look at this house that I have. You know, it's a beautiful home, drive a nice car, I wear nice clothes, I have nice toys. Look at this house. And they want people to be attracted to the house, but in actuality, it is who the builder of the house is that is worthy of greater honor. And so I want to tell you, Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Today, I want to ask you, are you a self-made person, or are you a God-made person? Because God-made people will be faithful to God, because he's the one that is worthy of greater glory and honor than the house itself. I'm an unimpressive individual. I'm not impressive physically. I'm not impressive financially. There are so many areas where the world would look at me and say, nah, I'm not impressed. There's a commercial that goes on with a former American Idol judge, and he's now judging a dog show, and he's like pointing out everything that is wrong with these show dogs and everything. There's a lot of people that look at a whole bunch of areas of my life and say, nah, I'm not impressed. But what if they looked at the situation and said, you know what? What God has done, look what the Lord has done. That's what I want people to see. I want people to say, look what the Lord has done. He's the one that is worth the glory and the honor and the power and the praise. It all belongs to him. So when we first came to Merit Assembly of God, there wasn't much to look at. And up until the time that I came, every position that I'd ever had, I thought that I was going to be there for forever. I served in Illinois. I thought I was going to be there forever, and then I wasn't. Thought I was going to be in Iowa for forever and never made it there. Thought I was going to be in Oklahoma forever because I just couldn't find a position of ministry. Went to rural Texas, and we thought that we would be there forever. Served down in Melbourne, thought we would be there forever. And so by the time I came to Merit Assembly of God, I said, God, up until now, every place that I've been, I thought I would be there forever, and I haven't. And so I doubt that I will be here forever. The church had a history of a lot of pastors who came and went pretty quickly. There were only a few that had stayed for extensive periods of time. And so I said, God, I'm probably not going to be here forever. So whenever you move me here, I just want it to be in a better position than it was when I got here. And I'm thankful for all of my predecessors. I'm thankful for what they did. I tell our congregation, look, I didn't build this building. Somebody else had the vision to build this building. Somebody had the wherewithal that it sustained it. There were lives that were touched. I'm not here to compare myself with any of my predecessors. I just want God, Lord, I want this to be a place that you receive glory. And so I celebrate the fact that God has used Merit Assembly of God as a place where people are saved, where people have experienced healing, where marriages have been restored, where they have grown in their faith. I celebrate all of that because God is the one who builds the house. You know what the Bible says? Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it. I want to ask you to do a little evaluation today and say, God, is there anything in my life that I've been trying to build, but you actually have a different building project in mind? And if that's the case, I encourage you, embrace God's vision. Embrace his plan. Be faithful to him. And don't just be faithful in one area of your life, but be faithful like it says of Moses. He was faithful in all God's house as a servant. Find a place to serve in your local church and serve as a testimony of greater things that are yet to come. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.